here. We were all flooded with a scarlet light. Came through the window with the rain outside. It all went quiet and a vision appeared, with a rose in her hair and a ring in her ear. And she says, Buenos dias, boys, this looks like the place to make my re-entry to the human race. Here I am, and here I'll stay, till it's hasta la vista, and I'm on my way. Then Vince says, she was a woman to whom life had been cruel, and she lived with a fat man of the naive school. He liked his beer and he put it about, but she truly loved him till the lights went out. Then she made her way up to the pearly gates. She saw Saint Peter, he was pumping weights, and he says, hitch your lift upon this falling star and make your way down to the Taybridge bar, and there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening through the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. She said she'd never been so happy in a long, long time, and her mind was relaxed and her body felt fine. She said, put on Perdido, tonight's the night, I wanna dance with Jimmy Howie in the pale moonlight. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears, no more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies, no more looking through the fat man's eyes. We were all flooded with a scarlet light.
By crag and fell and mountainside, by babbling brook and rivers glide, the paths we know and keep with pride, and who could us gainsay? Enchanted by the piper's charm, our cattle there to keep from harm, through balmy days or rain or storm, for that's the drover's way. The piper keeps a measured stride, 12 miles a day till eventide, and then they let the cattle bide, the dogs rein in the strays. And in a nearby inn or barn, a drover's rest before the morn. But some must watch until the dawn, while the oxen safely graze. The herds are not the craven breed, for they the lower pastures need. Black Scottish cattle will succeed where rarefied's the air. Near Malham Tarn such pasture lies, to fatten them to market size. When they become the butcher's prize, when auctioned at the fair. Now railways run the country round, the drover's forced to settle down, and follow not the piper's sound, his droving days are through. But he may find a Yorkshire lass, along the road he used to pass, and put his cattle out to grass in verdant pastures new. But sometimes early in the spring, when softly blows the fragrant wind, and through the air the larks do sing upon the morning clear, just for a moment he may see, though rooted to the farm he be, a vision of the far country, the green lines reappear. Just for a moment he may see, though rooted to the farm he be, a vision o'er the far country, the green lines reappear.
If we were them and they were us, and boots were tightly laced on other feet, would they see power and we see need? Would we see caste and they see greed? Would we see hungry mouths to feed? It depends on your perspective. If they were us and we were them, and walked a mile or two in different shoes, would they see give and we see take? Would we see strange and they see hate? While those in charge procrastinate, more salt tears in the ocean. If yours were mine and mine were yours, then would we both have faith enough to trust? Would you hear reason and I hear crazed? Would I feel lost and you feel safe? Would the preachers keep us all afraid, threatening damnation? If I was you and you were me, and saw the world through unfamiliar eyes, would you see open and I see closed? Would I see succor and you see host? Would we both see chickens home to roost, the legacy of empires? If you were me and I was you, and listened to the rhetoric and lies, would you see home and I see wrong? Would I see short term and you see long? Would we believe the silver tongues in the shifting sands of power? Would you see flight and I see swarm across the lines of history drawn? All the promises forsworn, in this game you're just a pawn, someone else's problem.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Good morning. It's 8:23. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was the Nordic Fiddlers Block, who were just in town a couple of weeks ago with the Halls Lilla Vowels from Deliverance. Before that, we heard Coop Boys and Simpson from their brand new album, Coda. And yes, they have announced that this is their last tour, and they are going out on a high note, if you will, with some terrific songs and some of their own work. The first piece we heard was Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar, and then Drover's Way, which was Jim Boyes' work, and then If We Were Them from Lester Simpson there. Great album, definitely recommend it. Coda, it's the last from that trio. Prior to that, we heard The Fretless doing Alfonso McKenzie's and Salisbury from their album Bird's Nest. Great, great group from Canada. And we started off with a couple of our own folks, Nathan Gurley and Joey Abarta, from their album Copley Street, and we heard The Old Gypsy Princess and The Noon Lasses. And next up, we're going to give you a something from another local group, and then we're going to hear from Solace and something from Shuglenifty.
Montreal, where he died of a broken heart. We'll be right back.
And that was Shugla Nifty with the Scorpion and then the Devil's Breath Hornpipe from the Untied Knot. Came out last year on their own label of Shugle Records. Prior to that, we heard Solace with a Willie Moore featuring Neve Berry on that, joined in by several members of Solace from their All These Years album. And we started off with the Katie McNally trio doing Donald John the Tailor and One More Week from the Boston States. And they were just playing at the Burren. We'd like to remind you, if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, and definitely if you're appearing locally and our remit covers as far as Worcester, by all means send us your CDs and promotional announcements and we'll be happy to play your music. We ask only that it be a decent production CD that can be heard on the radio. All right, well, next up we've got another great Canadian band who were in town recently. Then we'll hear from John Roberts and Deborah Cowan, then from the Celtic Fiddle Festival, and then something from Finale, the Pentangle album that was just released this year from their reunion tour back in 2008.
ye poor argentarii. Gather round the broadside, man, and lay your money down. Ballads long and short, they're the best of every sort. For a single paltry penny, all the news from London town. There are floods in Worcester town, and the rain is tumbling down. A most amazing monster has been captured in the Dee. Here's the bold and stirring tale of the hunting of the whale. And the story of a parson who was pressed away to sea. Come and by, be a poor argentarii. Gather round the broadside, man, and lay your money down. Ballads long and short, they're the best of every sort. For a single paltry penny, all the news from London town. Here's the finest sheets of all, fresh today from Stationer's Hall. A newly written ballad of Lord Nelson's victory. And the news from all the courts of the cases and reports. And the rantings of a pirate who was hanged from Tyburn Tree. Come and by, be a poor argentarii. Gather round the broadside, man, and lay your money down. Ballads long and short, they're the best of every sort. For a single paltry penny, all the news from London town. Tale about a maid of a brisk and rambling trade, betraying of a tinker who was taken by her charms, and the story of a wife, it's the truth upon me life, who came upon her husband rolling in a milkmaid's arms. Come and by, be a poor argentarii. Gather round the broadside, man, and lay your money down. Ballads long and short, they're the best of every sort. For a single paltry penny, all the news from London town. Thank you.
you bear for your brother again. I gladly would carry to the bank to see her. What fares for what this world be for the maidens and girls?
We're all here across a stream to a castle. The rival shelter from the cold winter wind. Unfooded I have in plenty, but the lonely seems so sad. For all these words, they dancing all to each other. My good Lord, all of to her in my armor. Leaving me here alone and to worry. Take it.
Upon a shield all black and deep in grief and sorrow.